Thank you for joining me on the phone. I understand you're sitting in your writing space out where you live. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. I'm sitting in my camper. This is where I come each day now in our new normal to write. It's okay. I have a cherry tree nearby.
Even before the new normal, actually, you were spending a lot of time in the trailer or the camper writing, right? That was your writing space.
Yeah, that was my plan after we sold the bookstore. We were going to travel around the country in our camper and write in different settings and see what it felt like to be in new spaces while we worked.
Did you do any of that before all this hit?
We made it as far. We did quite a bit at La Push. That's our favorite place to camp. And that was the last time we were there was March 4th. And so a few people were beginning to self-isolate by that point. And we were the only camper in the entire camping area. So it was both beautiful and also a little eerie.
Right. And now we're in our homes, wherever is a safe place for us to be staying at home, as directed by our governor. And we are staying at home, and we're sometimes, strangely, the only people around.
Absolutely feels a little bit like being in a sci-fi film. When I walk down the street, I feel like I'm going to turn up a street and I'll have a group of zombies walking towards me.
Right,
you know, it
right.
just is strange.
Some people have likened it to a Twilight Zone episode where one of the characters, you know, ends up in a deserted town and they go around looking for people and everything is there, but there's no people.
Yeah.
I'm in Seattle, in my home in Seattle. I split my time. Everybody who knows me at the radio station knows I split my time between Seattle and Port Townsend. And now I haven't been out to Port Townsend for at least a month. And I'm not sure when I'm going to get back there, because if we're supposed to stay at home, my home is here right now. And
as well, we
see,
miss you.
Yeah, well, I sure miss everybody out there.
As we see in media reports, people all over the media are having to get creative and do reporting from their basement or their bedroom or their kitchen table or their car. Some people are doing it from the hands-free speakers in their car. I'm doing it from my little basement office here right now, and I fought the computer for a good part of yesterday, and I got it to work, I think. So thank you for joining me on this.
Yeah.
So
we're a creative crowd, I think.
Yeah. Everybody has to get creative in their own way to do what they have to do. I'm in Seattle, the big city that has had a very high incidence of this virus and illness. And yet I find myself with about a 1 mile radius from my house, which is in a little kind of suburban neighborhood near a large park. There's plenty of space to walk, but the strangeness of being so aware of how close you are to people is even true in this very large park.
You know, the first time that I really allowed myself to feel what's happened fully happened when probably 2 weeks into this self-isolation, and I've been camping alone at Fort Worden for several days. Then we got the notice that all the parks were closed and we all had to empty out. For some reason, it really hit me then, and that's when I had my big first deep cry to watch everything closing down.
One of the relief valves we have, if we have access to a natural place, is the ability to walk around in nature with plenty of space around us and not encountering people too closely. I hate to call it the new normal because I hope it's not normal for very long, but we have to stay the course with it.
Yeah. You know, at least in Washington, it really does seem to be making a difference for people just to stay home as much as possible. And I see more and more often, you know, people are being really careful with wearing masks and gloves and just really respectful of this time. And that's all we can do right now until we learn more.
You have an interesting presence on social media, not that I follow to some degree. And what struck me and what got me to call you was a wonderful post that you put up on Facebook that is your musings and your thoughts and your very personal thoughts on living in this kind of situation. And I asked if you could read it for us.
Yeah, I was really struggling to write throughout this time and finding it very difficult to work on my novel because this experience that we're all having together was so much in my mind. And then one morning I just sat down and this post just kind of came out and I let it be the way that it was. So I'll read that now. Maybe you're eating dinner at 3 o'clock. Maybe dinner is mostly tortilla chips and pancakes. Maybe you're exhausted or bored or hurling curses at the purple crocuses. Maybe you're afraid to bake a cake because you might need the flour later and the store might run out. Maybe your partner is taking chances that scare you. Maybe he doesn't think you're taking enough chances. Maybe there's no way you can pay the rent next week. Maybe you ache of loneliness. Maybe you're not safe. Maybe you're documenting your terror. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're only writing the pretty things. Maybe you're not believing things will get better or we won't make it through this tremble of a time. Maybe you are learning nothing or something. Maybe you think the next thing you touch might kill you or someone you love. Maybe someone is dying, not in your arms. Maybe you are holding space for someone, or someone is holding space for you. Maybe you're not alone in feeling these things. That's it.
Thank you, Anna. That really struck me. I mean, it takes a writer to express what we're all feeling, and that's what's so great about the chance to share thoughts and writing in a wide way that a lot of people appreciated. I know a lot of people have appreciated and commented on that. It sort of capsulizes what so many of us are feeling.
Yeah, thank you.
It really, well, thank you for reading it for us.
So you're in a fairly unpopulated location. You're not in a crowded area. You're still in the Port Townsend area generally, but where you're living is out on the outskirts. So you don't see a lot of people day to day walking on the street or walking around.
You know, it's interesting because when Peter and I sold the bookstore, it was an adjustment period getting used to being home every day. Though both of us really love solitude and we love to be at home, there still was an adjustment, you know, to be made, how you structure your time, you know, the kind of discipline you need to have when there really isn't any. And yeah. I kind of see now our entire world is going through that. We're all suddenly retired. And yeah. It's not a little thing to do, you know, because no. Not only do we have all this time that we didn't have before, we have the weight of fear and grief on our shoulders. And that's another tremendous adjustment to make and something to process through.
Yeah, it sure is. And a lot of people are thinking about how when we do come out of the crisis period of this, we're going to be different. We're going to be living differently on many levels. So that's something to really document, I think, especially for you writers out there who are going to be helping us make sense of it all by writing about it.
Yeah. And so much changes every day.
Yeah.
You know, look how much has changed with just the way we greet each other. You know, we were a touchy crowd, and now, you know, we bow and we touch elbows, but we don't touch each other physically. And that's kind of interesting to me, too.
Yeah, and sad. It's, I know it's really wearing on people.
Yeah.
Well, my show normally is called Ring Your Records, and I'm asking people who I talk to on the phone to suggest a piece of music, and I know you picked one, which I think is absolutely perfect for what we're talking about. Why don't you introduce it real quickly?
You know, we all worried about John Prine last week when he was in critical condition with COVID, but I was thinking and playing often his song, Hello In There. It's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Anna Quinn, and hello to Peter, and do the best you can in your isolation. We're all doing it, and look forward to the time that we can all get together. The way we're used
yeah,
to
I
doing
really
it.
Look we look forward to that too, Larry. And thank you for doing this. I actually feel a little bit uplifted just talking to you. And it's just really a sacred thing that you're doing. Thank you.
That's an important thing that we're trying to do at KPTC as much as possible, even though we have to observe pretty strict guidelines as to how many people can be in the studio at one time. And we used to be such a hub of activity. And but now we have to reach out this way, at least for a while. So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Anna Quinn.
Okay.
We'll talk to you before too long.
Bye. Give Patty a hug. Bye.
Okay.
Apartment in the city.